Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back from Bowen, back in Bowie, and straight back into the grind. This is the Lads Podcast. Let's go.
Oh, fuck yeah, Barney. It is a bit of a grind this morning, isn't
it? Mate, a fucking grind. This is a fucking one-off. We'll let you know what's actually going on. It's fucking currently 10 minutes past 5 in the morning.
In the morning.
What's today? Today is Thursday?
It's Thursday.
So I've finished the night shift. Stiffy's just woken up. So this, fucking...
The shit we do.
Are sorry if this sounds like shit or where it goes from here.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if I sound like I've just woken up because I fucking just have.
But what do, Stiffy? We have a beer, don't we?
Do we?
No, you don't, because you got to go to work. I've finished, so yeah. I'm going to have a fucking cup of tea instead, mate. So the night off with a cup of tea.
Let me open my cup of tea. It's a hot Miley. Here we go. There you go. Yeah. There's me.
I'm having a tea, but it's a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, because I've finished work, and this is my reward.
Well done. Get into it, Barney. Now, you got me a hot chockey. Thanks, bruh. Mm. From the old Macca's.
I pulled into Macca's and I thought he's going to need something to fucking perk him up because he can't have a beer. This would be the first show you've ever done without a beer.
This is the first show I've ever done at fucking 10 past 5 in the morning. That's
mine
why.
Mine too, mate. Fucking there's a lot of first going on here.
But you know what? We just get into it and we just fucking turn up and we get it done, right?
Well, we had to, mate. We had no other options. We fucking haven't had a chance to catch up. We're fucking straight back into work. So
what are we fucking...
I reckon we just talk about the Don, mate. The fucking trip up, the trip back,
absolutely.
The mateship that's involved in racing.
Yep.
And yeah, a lot of the blokes that I met this weekend was the first time I met them. A lot of your mates.
Yep.
And mate, what a crew.
Yeah, and it's your first experience for the Don River Dash as well. And you've got a lot of firsts going on. Your road trip in your.
Rapey Dragon. Yeah, well, we may as well start at the start. So I finished the night shift on the Tuesday night.
So it's Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning we headed up to
Well, we were only going to get to Rocky that first day, so
yeah.
I jumped straight in the back of the rapey van. If there's any police out there listening, there's a seatbelt in there. Yes, you fuck off anyway. So, and that's got some great footage of me actually bouncing up and down the fucking Bruce when we were battling the Bruce.
Yeah, absolutely.
and fucking rocked me to sleep. And I pretty much fucking spawned in Rockhampton.
Yeah, one minute you're in Brizzy, next minute
Rockhampton.
And it must have been pretty comfy in the back of that van, man.
Mate, it was good. I was obviously also fucking very tired that too. But so I woke up a couple of times and sort of sat in the front and then back into the back again. And
at one stage, you pulled up at the Mirrenvale fucking pink servo there. And I got there first, probably about 5 minutes before Nat. And I got my little camera out and I'm like, right, I'll film you coming in. And then I'll open the door. And I totally forgot that you were still in the back. So I opened the actual door and you're in the back. I'm like, I was about to jump on you. Like, oh, fuck, I better not.
He's still asleep.
He's still asleep.
Yeah.
So I fucking just shut the door gently. Fucking off I went again.
Yeah, no, it was, the van was really good. The fucking, obviously it spawned there, so I've got no stories to tell on the way up there.
So you're happy with the van and its comfort and its practicality?
Fucking, mate, it's beaten its expectations of what I actually thought. So it's
The main reason of setting it up like that was so that you could be comfortable.
Yeah.
You've got your bed, you've got your esky, you've got things sorted.
Yep.
Nat come along, your wife came along.
Yeah, Nat come along. She had a great time. So she had a bit of anxiety because that's the first time she's missed Bo Desert Show.
Yep.
In how many fucking years she was going back through that. And spent a bit of time with her, which was fucking awesome.
It looked like she had a great time.
She did, mate. She really enjoyed the whole atmosphere and that. And I knew she would. So she fits in really well with that.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah. And what was your experience like driving up?
Mate, another good drive. Carmen came with me, of course, and we took the horse float.
Yeah.
So, I've got that much horsepower in that bike that we had to contain it somehow.
Yeah.
And the horse float was the best fucking option.
And that was also too, so no one got in there to mess with it, so you couldn't come first.
No, the bike was good. Yeah. The horse float was good, but mate, what did we do? We left. Like I had a good sleep that night. Oh no, I didn't. I didn't that first night. That's right. The fucking little bastards again getting back at. Now this little prick. So I've got a business in Bodes, as everyone knows, and this fucking little bastards turned up in one of these. Now he didn't give me any. Long story short, he didn't give me any grief, but. He's I don't even know how old this kid is. He could be fucking 12. He could be 25.
Yep.
Couldn't see his face. He's got it covered up. But he's on one of those scooters, like your stand-up scooter, but it's got the seat.
Yep.
So he's sitting down. And this is 12:30 fucking 5 in the morning now.
Yeah.
I get not my alarm, but my tripwire goes off, right? So I'm awake in bed. And I'm like fucking checking out this whoever's walking around my business. Riding around my business. And he's gone out the back and fucking about 15 minutes he's come back back through the sort of camera area and back and fucked off. And now it's like 12:45 in the morning and now I can't sleep because I'm thinking, well, are they coming back to fucking break in or rah, rah, rah? So I've just gone, fuck this. So I've gotten in my car, I've gone into Bay Desert and I fucking sat out the front and just sort of slept in the car but not slept in the car. Because I checked the video and you couldn't see his face. He had his shirt
all covered up.
Yeah, but it was a cold morning as well. So I think he might have been, scooting around Bowie at 60 fucking whatever kilometers per hour. And it probably would have been cold.
Yep.
So he's pulled his fucking balaclava or his fucking shirt up so his nose wasn't getting cold.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's probably what was the case.
Well, let's hope so anyway.
Yeah.
And if you were doing other things, you can fuck off.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Cool. But anyway, that was a shit start, really. But anyway, I went and picked Carmen up at, I can't remember what time. I think it was 5. I left Bowie at 5 or 4 or 5, anything, something like that, 5, 5 o'clock.
Mm.
And in the city by 6. And then I think we're up at the Caboolture area by 7 or 8 or something.
Yeah, I snuck away a little bit earlier, so we got up there in time. I think we beat you guys up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just press pause for a sec?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. So we got back. You got to Caboolture first.
Yep.
Fueled up. I think I got a hot chockey at that stage.
Yeah,
too.
You love your hot chockeys, don't you?
Well, I'm not.
I'm not a coffee or tea or anything, do you?
Nah, I'm not a coffee
except
man.
Except for Long Island iced teas.
Well, yeah, I drink those fucking things, that's for sure. I know one morning I got woken up with a horse float fucking.
Did
someone trying to find some more Long Island iced teas.
I'm fucking easily fucking led astray, and fucking your mates fucking led me astray that night, and I was a little bit dusty the next morning.
Oh,
so.
Dude, it was fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. You cunts were still on it.
Yeah, well, we fucking ran out of piss, so we wanted to find out if you had some more piss, and yeah.
So anyway, we left Caboolture. You jotted in the fucking back. You started sleeping. We started driving, and we ended up in Rocky, a bit after lunchtime. Because I don't think we told our listeners. We told we were going on another potty, but we didn't say who.
No. So we went on we went and seen Brizy from the Dead Ass podcast.
Absolutely, we did.
And, mate, what a host.
Oh, dude, that guy is such a gentleman.
He's fucking lovely bloke.
Like, welcoming us into his world and in his business and his podcast. And
yeah, mate, fucking showed us through everything. The crematorium, to walk through that, a tour through that was amazing.
Absolutely.
My missus, still talks about it and loves it. And it was, just interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And all the people around, like his buddy, I think it was his uncle that was buddy. 71 and Jack, like, fuck, wasn't he? Were you a big boy for 71,
mate,
wasn't
he? They all get into their fitness, absolutely.
Yep.
And it was just an eye-opener to see, like you said, that tour.
Yep.
And he done it very well, very professionally done as well.
Yes.
So anyone listening, go check out, I don't even know what episode it was now, it was like 230 something, but...
Yeah, I think it's just dropped on YouTube as well, if you want to sort of sit there and watch it live.
Yeah,
so, watch it.
Go check out the Dead Ass podcast with
it was a good yarn, wasn't it?
It was just
like a bunch of blokes fucking sitting around a table, and that's what we're just trying to capture. We're just trying to be real, and that's all it was a few like, but it felt like we've known him for ages.
Oh, dude, he's such a welcoming guy that you just feel like you're already a mate or something.
And Zayden.
And Zayden's fucking a classic.
Mate, my wife, she's, as I probably told you, probably haven't told the listeners, but she's into her, they're not romantic novels, I would call them more smut novels. And she reckons that, actually, I might have to do that. I'll have to try to get Zayden to read a couple of verses of a smut novel out, and because Snap was sitting out in the outside and she could hear, and she said every time Zayden spoke, she said her ears would just perk up, like he's just got that big sexy voice, hasn't
he? Absolutely.
That's why they call him Big Sexy.
Exactly, right.
Fucking lovely bloke. And we had Cole.
Yep, Cole the
Tomato. And we also had Rigor Mortis, the dog.
Yeah.
And mate, did you see him in the same room?
No, at the same time? For some reason, I did not see them both together like Bryce was pointing out.
I thought they were just taking the piss out of that, but I literally
never seen
the both of them together.
No, only saw Cole, and next minute I saw Rigor.
Yeah.
Next minute I seen Cole, and I never seen them together.
Yeah, so I thought they were just taking the piss, but I think that's actually a real thing.
That's the thing. And then he took us out for dinner to that pub.
Didn't he?
Fucking tin ass.
Fucking. He ran straight in there because I was going to go in and fucking, because I knew he'd go and have a fucking slap.
I didn't even know he went in there. It was that quick.
And what was he saying? Like, it was fucking up to like bloody 11. He said, oh, sorry, my bad. Sorry, my bad.
He only put a $50 in and he doubled it. It got to 120 something bucks. He said, I'll pull it out of Hunji. I'll be responsible and rah rah. And then he got down to like 110 or something and he won he won a couple of dollars and he gambled it.
Yep.
And he went red and he won.
Yes.
And then you said it was going to be black the next time, but he wanted to prove you either right or wrong.
Yeah.
He's going, all right,
I'll do it again.
Anyway, I'll take it up to 100. Well, unfortunately, it didn't happen. So he kept going under 100. It got to like $94 or something. Yeah. The fucking tin ass. Boom. Fucking
another big feature.
Oh, just pull out fucking 1,100 bucks,
bruh.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. Sorry, my bad. But yeah, that feed at that pub was, what I remember was pretty good. I was pretty licked by that stage.
We consumed a lot of alcohol. A lot of H2O, a lot of fucking, I was a bit sideways myself. But that steak, that $20 steak, I don't even know which pub it was in.
No, it was a bit of a walk and I do not remember fucking walking home. I was a bit fucking sideways. And yeah, pretty much I apparently just got straight into the van, and it was like on the fucking lean, and Nat drove it across the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And parked in that fucking
little
car park.
Car park.
And she reckons I'm fucking in there just getting naked in the car park to get in to go to bed and that, because yeah, you got to fucking, yeah. When you live in a van, you got to fucking try to get shit done yeah. on the outside. So,
yep.
And then I may or may not have got up and had a little pee in the middle of the night, but walked out to the middle of the road and peed yeah. on the middle of the
I
road.
I did three pees that night. Fuck, we drank some piss.
Oh, yeah.
But it's one of those moments where I was, and of course I took the horse float. So I got a mattress in the back of the horse float. Now we're out the front of a crematorium in the middle of Rocky in a horse float. I fucking used the bike strap to tie the door shut so that no zombies could come in and get us all fucking crackies in the middle of Rocky.
Yep.
And I'm laying there and I said to Carmen, I was like, is this weird to you? Like our first away trip and we're in a horse float out the front of a Karemi.
It sort of sets the motion for the next lot.
It was fucking cold. I think I had one of the better nights sleep I did, except for waking up to go for a piss. I needed a fucking shiwi, a funnel, and maybe a hose going out the door.
Out the door, yeah. Yeah, do it. We'll build it. If you build it, you'll use it. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway, got up and went for brekkie.
We woke up, so this is how good I've been sleeping in the van. Like, fucking, me to sleep past 4 o'clock, no matter what, is fucking amazing. And I think it was like fucking 6:30, 7 o'clock. And I'm going, fucking, Stiffy's gone. He's fucking gone. So I checked my phone because I had it on fucking sleep mode, of course. And you were over near Zarafas and we went over and got a coffee and fucking we trudged off after that.
Yeah, I woke up at like 4:30 or something and I was you know when you're just wide awake?
Yeah.
I think I was excited to get to the next bit, which was getting up to Mackay, then up to Bowen. And I got up for another piss. So I was awake then. I'm like, fuck, I'm awake. And Carmen's still asleep. I'm like, get up. I'm awake.
She did tell that you're story. Awake. Going, yeah, nah, you're awake now too. So, why?
Yeah.
Because I'm awake.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, and then that next little leg up to Bowen was a good drive, wasn't it?
It was a good drive, mate. It's uneventful, which is always a good thing.
Pretty much drove straight into Bowen, went to the Big Mango, got a couple of photos.
Yeah, we did that.
And then I took you straight to the track.
Yep.
For your first glimpse at the Don River racetrack. I took you over to the pits.
Had a quick look at that. I watched it pretty extensively last year on the live stream and that. So I sort of had a bit of an idea. The sand was probably softer than what I fucking thought, but like fucking that pebbly
that
shit,
granular
that's nasty.
Rock.
So.
Yep.
And the boys, when we got there, the boys were actually...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Pre-running, so Todd, Jai,
Zeppy,
Spud,
Jacko
were all out there pre-running and that, so they got a good run in. You didn't get a chance to pre-run that day?
No. I wasn't going to either.
No.
No, but they just pretty much got on their bikes and went for a hot lap as we were there, so. And that was the first time that they saw the track, and it was good because they came back with a bit of feedback of, you know, the track's pretty good, it's pretty much the same, except for there's a fucking million water crossings.
Yeah, there was, wasn't there?
So it was like, righto.
Caused a bit of carnage as well, didn't it?
Yeah, and actually, I'll probably talk about those water crossings a bit more later, but I started then thinking, oh, fuck, the water crossings, because with the water crossings, it takes... You know, normally there's always water crossings, and let's just say in previous years I'm just going to pluck a number, there's probably 7 water crossings, right, in total in one lap.
Yep.
And out of those 7 water crossings, you always use them as a fuck, all right, I'm at the water crossing, let's not crash here. And that it takes a bit more energy because you got to try and, you know, lift the front end up and get across it and rah, rah, rah. So already I'm thinking, fucking hell, more water crossings means more energy, means more, I'm going to be wrecked.
Yep.
You know, so... I started thinking about my attitude towards a race and also how I was going to attack these water crossings because there wasn't 7. There was fucking 70 of the fuckers.
Yep.
And I didn't know that till we went out the next day in the sight lap. So, you know, we'll get to that. But I changed my mindset, but also I changed the way I fucking rode the bike through the water as well. So,
So you get in your head a little bit too. So from that sort of scenario, and then when you get out there, mate, you done well. But we'll talk about that a bit later. So that was Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so
that was Thursday.
I think we went down to the beach.
Oh, we did. We went shopping. So you guys went shopping.
We sort of set up. Went shopping, and then we seen you guys again. Then we said, "Oh, we're going down the beach." So.
Yeah, yeah. I bought some crackers and dip.
Yeah,
because like, we went back.
It was actually really fucking hot at the showgrounds. Thursday, wasn't it?
There was no wind.
Nothing.
It was fucking hot.
And then we get down to the fucking beach. We went down to Horseshoe Bay and fucking sat down there and had a little picnic.
Yeah, we did.
Picnic basket, boo boo.
Yep. And that was nice because it was just like, right, we're here. There's no point being at the showgrounds. Yep. Everyone was out pre-running. And let's just spend the afternoon enjoying a view with beside the sea, you know.
And we did, and then we seen the big black fucking Chevy with fucking personalized number plates go past, and we fucking
That's right. So Justin, and that crew was Justin. There was Levi and Mikey. They went out pre-running in their big black Chevy, but to plot the track on the GPS for the buggy, and they did their lap, and then pretty much they just did a bit of a. You know, same thing. They were like, "Oh, we're not going to go back to showground. We'll just go for a drive."
Yep.
And I think the little cheeky bugger was going over the seafood joint.
He was,
and he drove straight past us. So I was like, "So
we called him
doing?
Over, and they come in." So we had a few beers around Horseshoe Bay, and then we went down, got some seafood, and went back and set up camp.
Yep.
Which again, the fucking van, mate, reversed it in. The only problem I had was I didn't have a long enough extension lead because there was so many in our crew, like the fucking, I think I had three extension leads. Electrician's fucking nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
But set up fucking nice and easy, but same as what you did.
Yeah, how good's that little spot we got, like... In that area.
Yeah, and not too far from the toilets.
Yeah, and exactly.
The only problem is it's right opposite where the fucking... the marshals are and everything. So, so you've got to try to behave and keep quiet
which
and stuff
we,
like
which
that.
Which you guys weren't. I'm sure that
again,
was.
I'm fucking easily... I don't think it was me, actually. Fucking not going to name anyone, but yeah. But yeah, fucking... And then that night was another big night again. So had a few beers.
More beers. And that was just, I mean, a good one to just... ease into getting to, especially for you guys, getting to know everybody because you know there was so many people there in the off-road world with the buggy and then the moto world with the bikes and you know because it's like two or three groups of my friend circles all sort of joined to one. It's fucking awesome.
And then I had my two mates, so I had one of my workmates, Jake, turned up with his mate Regan, which we end up pit crewing for those guys as well. That's another story again we'll bring up. But
my mate from Bowie here, Curtis, he came up too on a YZ250.
And that's, I think, one thing that it gives me little fucking goosebumps. It really does. It's bringing other people into, like, your clique of friends and that.
Yep.
Everyone was there for everyone else.
Absolutely.
Especially when we went down to do the pitting and that. The boys throff at it. I was a little bit nervous about it because I fucking didn't know what to do and shit like that. So I get a little bit of anxiety and shit. And, mate, everyone had everything ready. The girls were fucking watching everyone come over on the fucking maps and giving us time. So, another five bikes and they'll be in. And so we're fueling up and using the mats and... And mate, Jai was fucking amazing. Like he was in there helping everyone. Like three or four people down the fucking track, mate. They were down there helping those blokes out. So,
They
froth at it.
For me to come in on the bike and everyone's just ready to go, I was like, you know, so I've got to give a hats off to Jai, to Spud, to you, to Robbo. I'm trying to think who else. Well, Nat, Carmen. B, Anna, there's so many people that were there that were just, and then all the other kids that were there as well helping. When I say kids, fuck, they're all 18, 19, 20, 21 these days, not kids anymore. But you know, you roll into the pits and all I had to do was just get off the bike and suck down either a drink or a gel shot or whatever. And I turn around, the bike's full. It's like, right, get the fuck going.
Mick, fuck off.
So, you know, we've done it that many years that it just works. And everyone knows what they got to do. And I think for the guys in the pits, we only come around twice out of those three laps to fill up. And we're only there for, matter of fucking 30 seconds?
Yep.
So for you guys to stand there all day watching the race and to do the pits, so they're like, what else can we do? So anyone else needs any help, it's like, right, fucking let's make it happen.
It was, yeah. And it's like it's non-competitive. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you'll help this person because they need it.
Yeah.
Fucking bang. It's not, oh, I'm not helping them because it will fucking make our people lose or fucking...
Yeah,
or our
right.
people could be coming in while they're fucking helping those guys. But, yeah, everyone stepped up. Great bunch of blokes. Can't wait to do it again next year. Even the missus, she's – so she was pit crewing for my mate, Regan.
Yep.
And she's frothing over it, mate. She's even fucking sending bloody training fucking – because he didn't train or anything. And he ended up coming sixth in class overall.
Yep.
So she's got him fucking training. She's got him eating right.
12 months out.
And I'll put another story in that too, because you know how we left on the Sunday?
Yes.
Sorry to jump forward a little bit, but those boys went to Airlie Beach.
They did.
Oh, didn't they? Fucking turn it on.
Did they? Mate, you got stories?
I got Snapchats. And I told them to snap me. So.
Yeah.
But I turned my phone off of a night time to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And, mate, there's like fucking just photos. So at one stage they were naked on top of a giveaway sign.
Oh.
One of them was, and the other one was that. So they were mooning fucking traffic as they were going past.
Oh,
and
yes.
There was messages in the morning to say that I hope I'm not dobbing. No, fuck yous anyway. I don't give a fuck. He said, I felt a bit sore and I got a bit of fucking gravel rash. And I said, well, Nat opened up all those snaps and she said yous were drunk, naked, and someone fell over on the road. So,
we know exactly
what fucking happened. So, they really did fucking let their hair down.
What happens in Airlie stays in Airlie, right?
Fucking didn't, actually. So, I just told every cunt.
That's good. Mate, and, you know, with that whole show, we do, you know, your scrutineering that night, that Friday night. Isn't it nice to get, like we do with off-road racing, they all come together.
Yep.
And that was another awesome event that they put on for the scrutineering.
Yep.
And just everyone together, I'm sure they had some music going. Was there a live band or music? I can't remember.
Might have been music,
just music. And, it, you know, and then, of course.
Yeah, they had a few food vans and stuff like that. And
And just being able to be comfortable, walking around, having a few cans.
Yep.
You know, you don't get crazy with that, but you just have a few cans and it was good. And the fucking feed, the food that got cooked up at that campsite.
Oh,
mate, at one minute I'm seeing JR and his crew cooking up steaks and fucking, you name it, on the barbecue. You look over, Spud's got a fucking a smoker going.
Yep.
And then you look over at Jai's campsite, there's a fucking another rotisserie running.
Yeah.
Like, you go from a barbecue to a smoker to a rotisserie, and the rotisserie was on a real fire, like a drum. And it's like, look at the fucking cook-up.
And that big fried rice had like a... Oh, was that a...
Barbecue with a fried rice going.
Mate, that was fucking... A horse couldn't jump over that
shit. The amount of food that was getting cooked up was like...
heaps. There was absolutely. Heaps and heaps and, mate, yeah, just...
But it just shows again, like, everyone... just chips in and does a little bit here and a little bit there. And it was phenomenal. There was always someone, it was always someone doing something to benefit everyone in the whole crew. Yeah.
Yeah. And everything looked professional. Like, it had the big Black Cat Civil bloody marquee that we took up to Airlie Beach. They remembered to take the fucking awning to it, which was really good. To the Fink, sorry, at Airlie Beach. I got Airlie Beach on my head. So they've got that. Toto obviously remembered to chuck in the fucking top part of it this time.
Well done, Toto.
Fucking good on you. I think we did a podcast. Was it that night or the next night?
I can't remember which night we did. I think we did it the Thursday night because we dropped it Friday. So
we had Joy and Toto on there on the podcast. So that was...
That's an awesome listen too.
Yeah.
Just a bit of an in-depth of our adventures with Don River and Fink. And Bit of a view from their view, you know.
So the boys have got good banter too. So
oh fucking oath,
yeah, should get them back on for the 100th.
Absolutely. I think we're gonna have to plan a big one for the 100th.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yep.
100%.
Hungy.
We'll just call it 100%.
I guess moving into from that point, we went. You know, that was scrutineering. That's the night before the racing, and then that's when the weekend started, didn't it? We've got Oh, actually, before that night, that scrutineering night, we did the sight lap. So my first look at the track on that Friday as well. So, you know, we geared up. And sight lap, there's no pressure. You just simply go out and go for a ride. And JR just went for a drive in the buggy. And that was my first look at the track. And I remember jumping on the bike and we ride down on the bitumen road and we get down to the river. We drop in the river. And it was kind of just like I was there a week ago, you know. That, like every year that goes past, it just gets faster and faster with age. Dropped in the river and just took off and felt myself very comfortable really quickly on the bike. But then finally getting further up the track, here comes the first water crossing. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And I remember the first time I hit that water crossing, I'd sort of pulled the front wheel up and powered through it. And the next one did the same thing. I'm like, fuck, this is going to exert a lot of energy.
Yep.
So anyway, I reached down, I dialed that steering dampener. I just locked it right up so that it was solid and just decided to lock the feet into the steggies a bit more. And just instead of pulling the front end up, just riding into them.
Yep.
And the first one I decided to do that was a deep one. Nearly went over the bars because you can't tell which is the small ones or the shallow ones and which one's the deep ones until you fucking hit them.
And that's why you do a sight lap.
That's exactly. Yeah. And you can't remember where they were because, like I said, there's about 70 of these fucking water crossings. And it went from hating water crossings to loving them.
Yep.
And so after just letting the bike hit the water, feeling what the bike does more when you just let it hit it instead of trying to pop the wheel, you know, the front wheel over. So that then my mindset changed from it being a challenge or a hazard on the track to just accepting it as just part of the track.
You
and just
pretty
ride
much got out of your head and stopped going, it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad, and now you're loving it.
Yeah, absolutely. Started loving it. And my feet, oh my God, my new boots, these new boots I've got, as soon as I hit the first water crossing, just filled up
just
with water.
Flooded
them. I'm like, that's nice.
It's lovely. I like it.
But otherwise, the whole track, you know, being that I've done that race six times now, and it's very much familiar. Look, 99% of that track was the same as last year.
Yep.
There's a few little things that were different, but you're inside a river that doesn't really change much, so it's not going to change. So that was good. Got back from the sight lap. Got undressed, we cleaned the bike and we went to scrutineering.
Yep.
And then pretty much the next day was race day one.
Race day one. So for the listeners that don't know about it, so the buggies go out first.
Yep.
And then the bikes go out after that. So JR fucking went out, done his first lap around. Unfortunately lost a arm bolt.
Yeah.
Just fucking unscrewed and come out and
he wasn't
stopped.
The only one either.
Mate, again, a goosebump moment, like fucking just before that, another buggy exactly the same as that, lost the same bolt, come over a jump and fucking
wrote it off.
Yeah.
Absolutely destroyed that buggy.
I'd be surprised if that thing comes back.
It was, I don't think it will. It's twisted.
It was
and
fucking,
it's
she was bent as fuck. So JR got out of it pretty well. And I mean, I don't know how, so much prep that man puts into that car.
Yep.
And he can still smile after it and come back, puts another bolt in it. And
Yeah. We've got to do something about that bolt because it did come loose at Fink.
Yeah, I think he did say he was going to put some aero fucking, just drill a hole and put a bit of wire through it.
Something's got to be done about it.
It must be a thing because if it's doing it to that car,
there's a number of cars.
And these are the new Can-Ams. So, obviously, there's going to be teething problems. And then, so that was the first day for JR. So he's
had to get
a fucking tow truck back in. So,
yep.
Got that back over, but he got that fixed because we're busy over doing the bikes. So you guys all go off. I think you were third or fourth off? Second off?
I was last off.
Last off.
Are you talking about our four?
Yeah,
riders?
Like with Jake and Regan as well.
I was last.
So.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I was last to leave the showgrounds.
Yep. So nerves wise, no nerves or you?
Actually, the first day, no, I don't think I did have too many nerves because I was actually in a mindset where I was just going to go down and run my own race.
Yep.
You know, because it's not a race with a bloke beside you. And actually, when you're sitting on that start line, there's 12 blokes in your row. You start talking to the guy beside you on the left, and the guy, you know. And we had a good old. You have just because you're sitting there for it was about half hour. You're sitting on the line and waiting for the marshals to open up, you know, close the roads and get everything sorted and to organise us fucking useless pricks on the bikes in the right order. So, you know, you start talking to the lads around you and that's a good old yarn and and that half an hour goes really quick. So I wasn't nervous at all going into that race. I knew I was just going to drop into that river and set my own pace. And being at the back of the field, I knew that I should have a clear run, as in, you know, that people in front of me should be faster than me, but that wasn't the case. So.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Actually, on that first day, on that first lap, I actually dropped into that river. And there was fucking people everywhere. Next minute, I'm passing people. And that first half a lap, I actually was ticking a lot of people off that was in front of me. There was a couple of reasons why that. I was not nervous. I was comfortable. And I was actually quite fast on that first lap.
Yep.
When I looked at the lap times compared to me and like Toto, I was a minute faster on that first lap. I think Todd was having some arm pump issues as well on that first lap. Whether that was just a bit of nerves or water crossings again. And I, you know what? Came to that water crossings, I was hardly hanging on to that bike. I locked that steering damper right up and just accepted that we're just going to power through
this. Just going to punch it through.
The first three laps, on the second lap, I come around and Toto's on the side of the road. He had some unfortunate bike issues with water ingestion.
He had a missing part.
But I don't know if that really is the problem, as in
it must have been as part of it because he got a lot further around on the second day. But
So there was some bike dramas. Unfortunately, Toto had some bike dramas all weekend.
Yeah.
That really gave him didn't give him a good weekend. He didn't get to finish day one. And then day two, same thing.
I think it was on the third lap that he really struggled on that. The bike started.
So my first day went well. No crashes, just rode the bike.
Yep.
Was comfortable on the bike. By the third lap, I was a little bit fatigued. Of course, like you've done 100 kilometres, you're now into your next 50 kilometres. So you're going to have a bit of fatigue going on.
Especially you've been on a bike last year at the Don.
Yeah. No prep at all.
So.
I didn't ride that bike for 12 months. Yeah. And training wise, yes, I was going to the gym a bit.
I fucking hate you because of that. So
Didn't go to the gym much at all. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I love sand riding. I fucking love it. Yeah. But I think it's just you know, anyone that's got an ability to do anything, like you put me on a horse, mate, I'm going to fucking...
Yeah.
Total opposite story.
Yeah.
So, but on a bike, I'm feeling comfortable. So day one, I felt really, after that, felt really comfortable. All the pits went good with filling up and feeling amazing. And we all came together at the end there after day one and we're all pumped. Toto, unfortunately, didn't have a good run, but...
Still in good spirits,
Still in good spirits, yeah. And then that was day one done. Then we all rode back to the showgrounds and, you know, got our gear off and then fucking cracking tins and
You had a bit of a prep, so ice baths or anything like that or anything special?
After the race, I went straight to Horseshoe Bay and jumped in the cold ocean. Well, it wasn't cold, but it was jumped in the ocean for a swim.
Yep.
And because it was windy that day, it felt colder.
Yep.
And because your body's hot after, you know, exerting energy, the water did feel fucking cold. Yep. I was like, oh, this is cold water.
Yep.
So we're out in the ocean for, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes.
We should get an ice bath for next year.
Yeah.
Take it up. Have the ice bath challenge. I fucking hate cold water. I could definitely not get in one.
Yeah, I don't think I could do one either.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it next year.
And the ocean was probably only like fucking 23 degrees or something. It felt cold enough instead of like 4 degrees in an ice bath.
Yeah.
But, mate, day one done.
So obviously, like we were talking about before, there's big cook-ups. There was fucking people cooking shit everywhere.
Wasn't there some food?
Yeah.
Oh.
Heaps of food thrown around. I don't think we even got anything out of our fucking Eskies for the first night. Or the second night.
Yeah.
I think you got up the next morning, cooked bacon and eggs.
Yep, makes sense.
Because the buggies are out in the middle of the arena ready to go. So these boys have got a bit of time to fucking chill and relax. And Stiffy got up and fucking cooked a mean fucking bacon and egg roll.
Bacon and egg McMuffins, really.
Yeah, with no egg fucking shells in them this time.
Nah, I thought I'd go easy for you and just give you a good old stocko McMuffin. Because that's right, like the first, for the morning part, we not doing much because the buggies are racing. But however, we went down on the second morning, you, me, Nat, Carmen, and we wanted to watch JR come past under the Bruce Highway there.
Yep.
And just to see a bit of on track racing as
that
well.
That was good because I didn't get to see a lot of racing at all because it's sort of in the pits, you can see you guys come in, obviously, which is pretty slow. And then that back straight after that first turnaround.
Yeah.
So, I would like to see that eventually, but I still had a fat time. So, especially the bikes going flat out.
Flat out.
Yeah. Underneath the bridge would be good again there. So,
yeah.
Or somewhere. Or just pick somewhere and have a look around. But, after Brecky, JR went out for the second day.
Yep. Holy fuck. Dude, what a man. So
it took three people to take the brick off his foot when he got out.
So, day two is reverse grid for the buggies.
Yep.
The slowest go out first and the fastest goes out last. And because JR DNF'd, I think he went out 23rd.
Yep.
So he was the 23rd buggy in the morning to come past us. Now, the laps are 50K long. So from the bridge back to the bridge, as in from when they, you know, come past us and then when they come back past on the other side of the track, let's just call it 40 kilometers because it's probably 10 to go back, right? He came past us. It was like the 23rd car to come past us, right? Of course, all the slower cars in front of him, all the cars that DNF'd like he did the previous day. However, he came back past in third position.
Yep.
So he came past us the first time in 23rd. On the same lap on the other side of the track, he was the third car back. So he was just, and Nat was watching the live stream on inside the car.
Yep.
And she was telling us, he's just passed another one.
He just passed another one.
And we're like, fuck it. The throttle must be jammed wide open. You know, like it was on a mission.
Yep.
So,
I think he had like, this is last race for the year.
Yeah.
And obviously for another probably 6 months into the new year, I suppose. So,
yeah, until the next race.
So, from my mind, I reckon he was just out there going to shake down to find out what else is going to break on this car, what else is going to come loose. Yep. And I think he's finally fucking beaten it.
Yeah, yeah, correct. Because he did finish this race. He got the whole three laps in.
Finish it. He fucking was the first one over the line, which that's another story.
Yeah.
Bit dirty because they were doing an interview.
Yeah, the commentators.
They were doing an
interview
with some, I don't know, some pleb from America, some top fucking top racer. And JR's come in first. Like, he was the first car across the line on day two.
Yep. And they missed it.
They missed it completely and then fucking went, oh, here comes the first car over. Nah, fucking JR was
in the pits.
He was already in the pits fucking sitting there waiting for him. So
he ended up first in class,
in
class six for the day. So that's a massive achievement for Justin in the new car, finally finishing a race because, you know, the Fink we got day one done and we're in second place, but we DNF'd day two. Gundawindi didn't happen because of the rain.
Yep.
And then now Don River, first day DNF. So really the second day to finish a race, but not only finish it, the man fucking came first in class.
He was fast.
And he didn't get passed at all.
He was fast as fuck, boy.
Absolutely. So he was pumped in class. He didn't, but not the first overall, of course, because as I was just explaining, the first car from yesterday last in last place. So reverse grid. But man, what a
so
fucking...
So that was them, and then, so obviously they're back, they're fucking home safe.
Yep.
We're over in the pits, you guys are off and racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that fueling thing.
I came in.
Did have a little fucking...
Yeah, so on the first lap, again, I felt good leaving the showgrounds on day two, dropped in the river, but this time for me, I was up, I didn't leave last, I actually left second, I think, because Jacko was in front of me. Because we leave on corrected time from the day before.
Yep.
So out of us four, Jacko was just in front of me, then myself. I think I went from row 12 on day one. I jumped the field right up to row 6 and Jacko was on row 4. So now we're up the pointy end of the field.
Yep.
But we're riding the race now with the same people around you that were your speed from day one. So realistically, you should be able to jump in that river and run your own race, and the people around you, in front of you, behind you, are running the same sort of speed as yourself. So anyway, dropped in the river, powered up, and I actually passed a couple of guys going up the river. Now, going right up the river, there's these massive rocks, and they paint them orange so you don't hit them. Now, these rocks are the size of a fucking school buses. You're not going to hit them regardlessly, but they paint them orange. And I've come through there on a different line that I would normally use because I was obviously was passing a guy or I was catching a guy and there was dust. And going through the rocks, I hit something that was in the sand and it bent my foot peg. It jarred my left leg and in a way that it kicked the bike sideways and over. I sort of high-sided.
Yep.
And fortunately enough, I was on my feet before I knew it. So it was obviously a soft landing. Now, speed-wise, I don't know, maybe 50, 60, 70K. I don't know what speed I was doing through that section. But I bounced up on my feet and I was facing the wrong way. The bike was behind me, so I picked the bike up and away I went. The left leg sort of hurt a little bit, but it just rattled me a little bit.
Yep.
And my lap time from day one to day two was 4.5 minutes slower. So in the crash was probably about a minute, but the next... that next lap getting back to the pits, I was rattled. I was like, then people were passing me.
Yep.
So I was slow. So it took me a while to get my shit together, which was a bit frustrating.
And that's the thing. But I mean, you're a business owner. You're the only one that opens that business every day too. So that's got to be in the back of your head.
Yeah.
So you've got to try to, you're thinking about that. There's bloody.
Also, there's already crashes happening on that track. So you're looking at people that are on the ground. And oh, there's Mum. Hey, Mum.
Hello.
There's already people that are on the ground injured or crashed, or people crash in front of you and you slow down, you go, you're all right, mate. So you already have that in the back of your head that, you know, when I go to these races, I've put no effort, no training, nothing. So you're still doing these high speeds. And so that in the back of your mind's going, right, don't be that person in hospital because you've got to get home, you've got to work, you've got responsibilities.
And you can't win it if you don't finish it.
Correct. So that first lap, I rattled me a little bit. I came in the pits and I looked straight down at my bike because I thought I might have like done some major damage.
You went straight underneath and
And I didn't see any damage at that stage. I'm like, oh, I got away with that one. And then anyway, the second lap, I went out and I was in a better mindset and I was back down on not near that same area. Oh, actually, I got back to that same area. I wanted to see what I hit. So I got back to those two big orange rocks.
So you're just going for a cruise now? You're taking the scenic route.
I was still racing, but in my mind, I was like, I need to know what I fucking hit because it was a metallic sound. I knew I hit a rock. I just didn't see it. And anyway, so I got to that section again and I've not slowed down, but I've had a better, different, I got back on my normal line.
Yep.
And on my normal line, there's this fucking rock the size of, I don't know, maybe like a wheelbarrow, not the size of a wheelbarrow, but the surface area of what a wheelbarrow looks like, you know? But it was just sticking out of the sand, but they'd painted it orange. Oh, fucks me how I didn't see it.
There's a bit going on, there's fatigue to start off with.
I didn't even see it, but yet on a different line, it stood out. I'm like, fuck, I hit that rock. So anyway, that explained what I hit.
Yep.
And then I think it was going through the water crossings up further. I was... fucking got sideways or something. I'm gonna put that reel up on Facebook today or on Instagram. When I came in, I said, "One minute I was looking at the bushes." So I jumped completely off the track and ended up, and because the steering dampener's locked right up, when you get slow down and when you're going somewhere you don't want to go, to try then come out of the sand and power back, it's kind of hopeless. Yeah. You're just a passenger sometimes, you know. So I ended up in the bushes. On the second lap, and I clearly remember when I came to a stop thinking exactly what you said, Don. I don't know when we were, maybe at a think. You were like, one minute I was on the track looking at the bushes, next minute I was in the bushes looking at that replayed in my head, and I'm laughing now in the race, going, fuck, I can't wait to tell Barney this, you know. So I came back, got back, you know, got going, and that was a fun, it wasn't a crash, but it was just a fun little get off, and and then next, you know, got fueled up again, went out for the third lap. Oh, actually, on that second lap, Zeppi caught me. Now, he started way back.
He did. I've got a story about that too.
So Zeppi come up and he actually passed me and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, fuck, there's Zeppi.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm like, this can't happen this year. You know, these young fellas are getting faster and us old fellas are getting slower. Yep. So there's going to be a timeline where us old fellas are just old and slow. Yep. And these young fellas that are coming up through, I'm like, no, Zeppi, this is not your year to beat me. So anyway, he passed me and he got out front. I'm like, no, okay, let's just run Zeppi's speed. So I was running his speed and then I passed him and then I just pulled away a little bit. But he was having some bike troubles. Now, tell me.
So Zeppi comes in. And he jumps off his bike and goes, can I have a seat?
Yeah.
I'm going, fuck, well, it's not a fucking resort or anything like that. Like, fucking, we're going, seat. What do you mean a fucking seat? He said, no, he's pointing to the bike. He said, I need it. He lost his fucking seat.
The seat come
flying
off.
Seat's fucking gone.
Yeah.
He's been standing up the whole way. He did say he sat down on the fucking battery for a little bit.
Yeah.
But fucking, it was so funny because he's just so casually just gets off and goes, can I have a seat?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's funny.
It's not a resort, mate.
Yeah. So, yeah. You can't sit down. You get back on your bike.
So they stole the seat off Spud's bike.
Yeah. Oh, off the
chucked
third.
It back on.
Yep.
On the third one.
Yep.
And fucking sent it down the road. So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the other one too is Jacko.
Yeah.
The bloke that saved my nipples.
Oh, yes.
But Jacko gets in, gets off the bike and just goes, do you want a snake? No, no snake. Want your goggles wiped?
Nah.
How's it feeling? Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's fucking not even puffing.
Yeah.
He's not. He's just, fuck, mate. He's
just young and fit, man.
Young and fit, mate. And I think it was one of the comments was, I can't wait to have a beer.
Yeah.
Just so fucking chillax, man. Like, just, and holding a pin. And he come third overall, so.
In class,
in his class. Yeah. So, yeah, third in that one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was good banter and, Jacko, I do. I'm going to buy your carton, actually. I think he's drinking gold. But yeah,
I always said that Jacko was going to be my the one that's going to win it. Yeah. And your nipples are always going to be safe with Jacko there. It was just the Stephen Bradbury moment. If he had a bike issue or a flat tire or something like that, where the Stephen Bradbury moment came through for me.
Yeah.
So there was always a risk for you getting your nipple pierced.
Yeah,
but
there was.
I was very confident that he was going to keep it upright and just ride his own race and... Yeah, just keep it pinned.
Cool as a cucumber. He was.
Yeah, he's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm gonna go for a piss, mate. Hang on a sec.
Right.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Yeah, mate. So I guess my last lap, just to finish off the race, my last lap was just smooth, effortlessly, just rode around and I got my cartwheel out of the way. I got the bushes fucking trip done. And the last lap was uneventful, but yet consistent. I enjoyed that last lap. And I think because it is your last lap, every time I went across a water crossing or across a tricky section, I'm like, oh, that's the last time I hit that this year. That's the last time. That's the last time. That's the last time. And then on the way home, coming back downstream, you see geographically, you see the Bruce Highway, you see the bridges, and you're like, fuck, I'm really close to the pits here. And then you go, come across, like for me, I came across the finish line. I got the goosebumps. I'm like, I'm done. I've done another race. It's done and dusted. You chalk it off on the board. There's another one. No injuries. I'm fit and healthy.
Yep.
And now it's time to fucking celebrate in a way.
So, I think nearly everyone that came across that line actually said the last lap was their best lap. Like it felt good. It was, I think because obviously it's the mental game.
Absolutely.
It's the mental game to sort of go through and
It's the same
as us. We're sitting on the sideline, sitting there going, right out. That's the last time we have to refuel. That was good. You can sort of... You can relax then a little bit. So it's obviously not relaxing like you guys do, but yeah.
So, you know, and then always, you know, we always sit at the pits there and wait for all of our team members to come home.
100%, yep.
And we all came in. Jacko was fucking there 6 hours before any of us turned up because he finished the race early, because of his speed. And then I came in second. Zeppi was third. And Toto with his bike issues finally rolled in there. And we, mate, it was just one of those moments again where you're like, right, hug it out, high five it, your fist pump, and you're like, that's that moment that I live for.
Yep.
It's like, all right, I'm going back to Don River next year for that exact moment where we all finish the race, we all celebrate. It's that whole, I don't know, it's that feeling you get of
it's
achievement.
Mateship.
Yeah, it's the mateship.
It's mateship. That's all you can put down to. And it was like even when... my mate's mate that come in and everyone's hugging, fucking taking photos.
Yep.
And they'd only just met him like a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was like he was part of the team.
Yeah.
Like
well, he is.
He is now.
Everyone's he's welcome to come back next year, the year after,
I think join our crew.
So, you know, once you're exactly right. And that's just part of racing, and that's just part of
and same as your mates, like, yeah, the boys obviously had a mechanical issue. So.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and he's keen, Curtis is keen to come back next year. He might attack it on a different bike.
All same as Jake. So Jake's getting rid of the two stroke. Well, he's not getting rid of the two stroke. He's going to keep that for motocross.
Yeah,
and he's getting in 450. So.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's hard work on a bike that's not set up correctly. Mm. You know, this, like I said, the steering dampener.
Had no steering dampeners. Jake had no steg pegs.
It's hard.
And yeah, so he done. So it'll be interesting to see the boys next year and see what they can do.
Yeah,
see what they bring to the
and
table.
Like anything, it's their first trip to it. It's unexpected. You don't know what it's about. At least now you've got, okay, for next year, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3. I've got three things I want to change. Yep. I'm going to change that. I'm going to do it. And that's going to make your next time better.
Yep.
And then you might, after that one, go, right, I'm going to change this. So it's all about, you know, giving things a crack in life, isn't it? Yep. Like having a go.
Oh, it made me, I was so envious. Not that I'd ever do that race. But it just went, fucking...
I'll never say never, Barney. Maybe we put you on a bike next year.
Fuck no. I fucking cannot ride sand.
Well, you know what we should do next year? Is do what Jai and Spud did the first day. Is we'll get you out on a pre-run
just
lap.
Just give it a go.
Just to go, right, I've done one lap. You know, maybe that's what we do next year is we get you one lap.
I'm not going to say no.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say no. What you guys done, your fucking training, I fucking hate you because you fucking don't put any effort in it and you just fucking do it. So you can, that's my fuck off for the week.
Fuck all training and bike ride.
Happy to fucking, everyone got back safe. Fucking you got back safe. You can go to work. Fucking.
Yeah. So. Yep, exactly.
And we can come back and do this.
And another moment was when we rode all over back over to the pits, and it was just before you guys got there because we got there first. Is we cracked our first beer and just smashed it, and we sort of, it's one of those ones where you tip it over your head moment, and it's just like we've done that 6 years in a row where you just do it every year. It's that again, that moment of right, with the race is finished, we need to go back and smash beers over our heads because we do that every year. So it's like, let's go do it. Let's go do it. You know, and that's a moment that I want to do again next year.
Yep.
You know, so and to make more people, there was four of us there this year racing. Even though there was more, there was just the other boys didn't fit. The bikes failed and whatever. Yep. So next year I want 7 of us to finish. Yep. You know, or 10 of us to finish in our group. Yep. So I think that's and that's what we do throughout the year is. There's always, you know, I might not speak to Todd or Jai now for 3 or 4 weeks, but then when we speak to each other, it's all about, hey, next year, remember?
Yeah.
Yep. So it's that whole thing about looking forward, working forward towards something. Toto done a massive job of, you know, his fitness. Fuck, he looked ripped.
He did, didn't he?
I think there's going to have to be a good conversation around his bike because this bike, realistically, he blew that bike up. And listen to the episode we did, the last episode, he spoke about what happened to the bike. He blew that bike up 6 years ago and we did this.
I think he actually wanted to blow it up this time
too. We did this fucking rebuild that shouldn't have lasted 6 years ago. It's still riding, but he's having problems.
You guys are on bikes that are 2012s, aren't you, or something?
Yeah, they're on 12s. I'm on a 15, but you know, they are 10 to 13 years old.
Yeah.
But
I think JR came over and went, he said, I think these boys really need to fucking update their bikes. Like fucking, and obviously JR.
Yeah.
And JR went, he said, yeah. He said, I never fucking get another red on my bike. I just get a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. No red for you. Just get fucking
Yeah, well, I think what needs to happen is we do need some new bikes. And maybe these bikes get handed down to, you know, the up and comers. Yep. You know, like yourself. Like
I'll grab one.
Maybe I should donate my bike to you. Yep. So you've got a bike that's, you know, it's set up, ready to go. And I'm going to throw this out there. Maybe Black Cat needs to sponsor, you know, the OGs, the Todds, the Jais, three new bikes.
Yeah.
And we set them up. And
fuck, why not? Thanks, Jai. I'm happy to take that off. Jeez, did ya?
Thanks, Jai.
Did ya? Thank you.
So, anyway, looking forward to next year. It's going to be a stonker. And maybe I'll put some training into it this year, because Toddo looked a fucking, like, seriously, Todd, I hope you keep your training up, because it's one of those things that I know for him, he was getting in the gym every morning with Jai, and those boys just felt better. Their day felt better as well. So don't back off your training, and let's work towards 2026. Fuck, yep. Is it? Yeah, 2026.
2026 donned. I'll be there.
Yeah. And even
I fucking won't miss it.
That was done and dusted. We hung around for the trophy presentation because Jacko got third in class. So massive shout out, Jacko. Jacko, fucking awesome effort, bruh. And then we tracked
home. So we made it back to Marlborough. Marlborough?
Yeah.
So
I nearly blew past.
Yeah, well, you got lost, didn't you? Well, you did blow past, actually.
Yeah, mate, tell you what.
You got fucking lost.
I got lost in Bowen.
I got stuck behind a fucking jet plane.
A jet plane?
Yeah, it was a fucking car that was, this bloody big silver, it was a big F truck, actually, towing this really big van.
Just
went past me like fucking flying, so I went, oh, there's my wood duck, I'm just going to sit in behind this thing. I think we may have been doing $1.30. I cannot confirm or deny, but yeah. I don't know who it was, but So I had a really fucking fast trip back there, so got in there, and then we were sitting there waiting for fucking Stiffy, who I thought was just behind us somewhere, and we all went, there goes Stiffy. He's fucking straight past fucking Marlborough.
Yeah.
He's fucking heading to Rocky.
I looked at my GPS and it was like 24K to go, and then it kept saying that.
Yeah.
So when I don't know what happened, we're coming into getting close to Marlborough, and my GPS still said 24 to go.
There was a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of discussions. What was actually fucking going on that car? Yeah, so. Anyway,
so minute. We peeled in, and I tell you what, we got up at 5 o'clock that next morning. There was that blood moon. There was an eclipse.
I left a little bit earlier. I left at 4:30.
Oh, did you? Mm. Yeah. Okay. I left at 5:15 because I heard Jai's fucking big F truck start up at 5, and I'm like, right. Walked outside, I saw fucking 6 Elong fucking satellites like instantly, and the blood moon. I was like, fucking, this is living, Barry.
Yeah.
Like just that moment where you're just, I was having a piss, you know, I was having a piss just looking up the sky going,
eh. Dick man, the fucking sky's there.
It was fucking good.
And then fucking my trip home, so I thought, oh, I've got heaps of time, I'm going to go home and have a shower. I get a message from work, can you start fucking early?
Oh.
So I pretty much pulled into my driveway, jumped in the shower, jumped back in the car, and that unpacked it, fucking straight back to work, night shift, mate. That was fucking longer and harder than fucking primary school.
Did you get any sleep on the way home?
I think I might have had about an hour in the car, but when you do night shifts, mate, the first night you can't really sleep or anything anyway. So
yeah, that's right.
It's just one of those things you have to fucking push through.
Yep.
So fucking find your grind and fucking get it.
Well, mate, that's just all I can say. Let's wrap it up now. It's been an hour with dribbling, but what a fucking epic trip away. What an epic family we've got around us. What an epic friends circle we've got as well.
Yeah.
What a crew. And it's awesome when the off-road racing and the moto racing combine together. And I know what's going to happen next year is the Fink Desert Race is the same thing. The moto world and the off-road come together. The Fink Desert Race next year is the big 50th.
Yeah.
Todd and Zeppi have entered. And it's maxed out with entries. You can't enter the Fink now.
Yep.
It's done and dusted, but those boys have entered. JR's entered.
Yep.
So I know what's going to happen is similar crew is going to end up out Alice Springs next year.
Yep.
So we've got that to look forward to. And, you know, I've had a couple of comments, I don't know if you've seen it as well, that from our listeners and the guys and girls that are looking at our social media is like, you guys, you'll say something on air, like on this podcast, that you're going to do it. And you fucking go do it.
You're held accountable. And fucking Big Sexy fucking said it on the Dead Ass podcast. He said, you put something out there and then you got to do it.
You're accountable for it.
You've been held accountable.
That's exactly right. So now the next thing that, you know, like Toto, he's going to keep his training going because he's got Fink Desert Race.
Yep.
Now that's June next year. Now you think about June, it sounds like a long way away.
Not.
But fuck me, it's not. We're halfway through September.
I need to put my holidays in, actually.
This year's going to go, then it's so anyway. And logistical-wise, we know that Fink's such a challenging race to get to, navigating logistic-wise, but it's going to be here in no time, so.
Yeah, speaking of accountable, I reckon I'm going to do a call-out, actually.
Are ya?
Yeah. Sammy.
Oh.
Sammy, oh, Don River next year.
Hang on. Congratulations, Sammy.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Another bubby.
Yeah, number two. Yeah. Well, for them.
It was on the day we come back, wasn't it?
It was Monday. No, it happened Monday. She got, it was induced on Sunday. Yep. And then I think, I can't remember what time Monday little baby was born, but congratulations, mate.
Yep.
Another fit and healthy little rider.
Yep. what a great name.
Yeah, exactly. Rider. So another addition to the rider family. Yep. So a massive shout out to everyone there with Sammy, your wife, for Michelle, Justin,
yep.
Lily.
Lily.
Yep. So
which is, congratulations. Justin's got that little bloody high Lil.
Yep.
In the car as well too. So Sammy, I reckon next year you should get your finger out of your ass.
Absolutely.
And do the Don.
Mate, and you know what? He's going to fucking win it because that little fella can ride. And
maybe we could have a lads against fucking Black Cat.
His training is the same as mine. Nothing.
And he can just ride.
But he'll turn up and win the whole fucking thing and get first in class. So, mate,
if I actually do it next year, just a lap before the site lap, it'll be fucking, I think that's 30 to 40 minutes later.
Doesn't matter. I think that's what we need to work towards is next year, we've already put it out.
Let's do it.
A site lap. Yep, at least one lap. Doesn't matter how long it takes you. You got all day to
do it. Not on the Beamer, though.
No, on one of our bikes. Yep, on a bike that's actually...
We'll do it.
Yeah, good. I'm going to get your bike set up with cameras and... Oh, actually, you know what? Might put Noah in a chopper and so we can get some really good aerial footage of you.
Yep. Do you know anyone with the chopper?
Yeah, got a couple up the sleeve.
Very good. Righto, bros.
Mate, so I reckon this is our episode done. Next episode, we'll get back to some normality.
Yep.
And also, we're going to have to have a bit of a sit-down meeting and come up with what's next for the lads podcast.
Well, I think we've got clay pigeon shooting coming up as well.
We've got to organise that.
Yep. We've obviously got some training to do because if Barney's going to fucking do one lap around the Don next year, I'm fucking going to have to get me into training.
Yep.
And
also, I think I've got a bit of a fishing idea coming up too, so... We'll have to brainstorm what's up for the lads.
Yeah.
Coming up for... We'll have to pencil something in for October.
Yeah.
September's pretty much done. Well, not done, but...
Oh, yeah. There's also one... There's the McDo and the... I took a photo of it.
Oh, okay.
This would actually be a good event for us to go to as well, so...
Oh, awesome. Oh, dude. You see what's happening at Jim Boomer this weekend?
Dust Hustle.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
That meat fest or whatever it was called last year that we missed that we didn't even know anything about. I was in Jimboomba yesterday.
It's back this weekend.
I think so because everything's set up.
Let's go.
Everything's
let's
set up. So we'll have to go at some stage. Yep. It's only Saturday. I think it's only a one afternoon event, so we'll have to talk a bit of off air about that.
We'll do some planning. The 5 P's or the 6 P's.
Oh, fuck.
Prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
All right, well, everyone have a cracking... What's today? Our Thursday today, isn't it?
Thursday.
But this is going to drop Friday morning. Yep. So everyone out there, have a fucking awesome Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. I'm going to get out of my head and get back into my shed and get shit sorted for next year or this
year. I'm getting out of the shed and I'm going to go to the bed. See you, bye.
I'm the stiff man. I'm out of here.
Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next.